We all know that the benefits of hunting go far beyond the meat we take home. If meat getting was the only reason we drove for hours, hiked for miles, spent time away from our families, purchased all of our expensive gear, and spent days upon days looking for our game of choice, honestly, we would all starve to death. For most of us, hunting isn't simply killing. There's an aspect of struggle and suffering we willingly put ourselves through as we march forward in the pursuit of our goal. But the payoff doesn't always take the form of a full freezer. If it did, people would stop hunting after their first year, sitting in the rain, waiting for a blacktail buck to stand up in a clear cut. Those cold, shivering mornings do something to us. It's not just the good memories or the hard memories. We don't only go out into the woods in search of meaning and fulfillment. We don't simply hope to satiate our desire for getting back to the land and becoming self-sufficient. Hunting and fishing, for us outdoorsmen, is a journey within ourselves, just as much as it is a journey through the few remaining wild places of this earth. It encompasses many ends, and one of those is the lesson of integrity and character. Those long, breathless climbs up hillsides so steep you'd never imagine a 1,000-pound bull could possibly navigate, yet he has torn up every alder for the last 100 yards up the mountain. Those are the moments where we learn to push on when we truly would rather quit and go home. What keeps you out there? Hope? Belief? You have made the commitment within yourself that you will not give up easily because you believe every time you get out of the truck at the gate, it could be the time when all of your previous work finally pays off. The integrity of the upright guides them. We glory in our sufferings because suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. For most of us, the woods are our solitude. As a young man, solitude is much appreciated, but it can be dangerous. What if the person I have been in public is just a facade? Who am I really when the lights are turned off? Every person asks themselves these questions, but the outdoorsman gets to put himself to the test frequently to find out who he is when there's no one around. Will you go that extra mile beyond what you had planned to go? Will you stay until after shooting light so that you have to walk back through the woods late at night? Integrity is the quality of being honest and abiding by strong moral principles. True character is displayed in your most tired and worn out moments, desperate, alone moments. My integrity and character were put to the test one year. It had been a rough season, my first season since moving to Salem. I was searching for new hunting ground closer to home, but was finding that everyone else in this big city already hunted in the most obvious places close to town that I was trying out. Day after day, I crawled through the brush and spent hours glassing for deer, but saw no bucks. It was one particularly tough day when the drizzle just never quit. It was around 40 degrees for most of the day, and I don't think I could be any colder sitting on a stump in a clear cut. Suddenly, the solitude hit me, and as the sun went down, I became nervous about my solo walk through the reprod in the dark. But the allure of sitting in this particular spot during the hottest time of the evening kept me there, despite my strong desire to quit early. But this wasn't when my character was challenged. Instead, it was after I had nervously trudged through the pitch black trees and gotten into my pickup. Driving down that mountain road, still dripping wet, I had the heater and the windshield wipers on full blast. And I was pretty disappointed by the way my season was turning out. I started thinking about where I might hunt the next day when suddenly a beautiful 3-point buck stepped out into my headlights. He stood there, and my first instinct was to reach over to my passenger seat and grab my gun. I sat there for a second. The temptation was palpable. This could be the easiest shot and pack of my entire life, just a dead blacktail in the middle of the road. But I knew, deep down inside, that would be poaching. and I can never look at that buck proudly if I killed it out of greed and dishonesty. The dilemma remained. I so badly wanted to kill this deer. I was ready to do it. I almost did. I had hunted for days and days without even seeing a spike, and this buck's antlers kept getting bigger every time I looked at him. Then, in an act of mercy, the buck jumped out of the road into a deep, dark canyon, and he was gone. Now, we have all met those who are quick to cheat. They take what isn't theirs. They do things the easy way. Spotlighting, road hunting, hunting out of season, or trespassing on private property. These individuals have many different motivations, but ultimately, they're robbing themselves of good character. Not to mention they're robbing the true, honest outdoorsman of future success. And if a man has no character or integrity, he's not a man at all. He is blown about by the wind and does whatever feels good to him at any moment, even at the expense of others. This lack of integrity is a part of the poison that is hurting our society here in Oregon. Better the unsuccessful whose walk is blameless than the trophy killer who distorts right and wrong. I made it through that moment, despite everything inside of me so desperately wanting to step out of that truck and kill that buck. Sometimes, we need to be able to deny ourselves of a reward in a given moment to learn and grow from our struggles. These moments, when we put ourselves through survivable suffering in the woods, may seem superficial to those outside of this space. But in real life, that is, when we come down from the mountain, we're often confronted with even more pain, a different kind of pain, but the struggles in our day-to-day can take us out of the fight just as quickly as a rolled ankle in the middle of a hike. Our times in nature, putting ourselves to the test physically and mentally, are our times of training, being improved upon in these important areas of our identity so that we can be better people outside of the woods. Persistence when no one is watching. That is the kind of character you build when you participate in the outdoors lifestyle. It starts as a desire to kill your first turkey or deer or duck or salmon, and it quickly turns into a lifestyle that teaches us how to live our lives for the betterment of ourselves, our families, and our communities. That is why hunting is much more than about getting meat. One final note on the importance of integrity for the outdoorsman. Non-hunters of this world rely on you to manage the game. And in order to do our job correctly, we need to follow the rules. This involves going the extra mile, reading the regulations one more time, paying special attention to what's going on around you. Be safe, be accountable, and be an outdoorsman of good character who's going to do what's best for the resource, even at the expense of your own comfort and success. Don't forget, these deer are not out here on the landscape by accident. In fact, if it weren't for human intervention and our current wildlife programs, they would have been extinct a long time ago. We need to do our part to keep the population strong to ensure that our kids get to experience hunting that is even better than our hunting today. So go out, fill your tags, be honest, kill some cougars and bears while you're at it. And thanks for listening. This has been the Oregon First Hunting and Fishing Special Thanksgiving Episode Drop.